This is the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. It's Monday evening, March 23rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
First female Archbishop of Canterbury to be sworn in with modern Bible, the St. John's Bible Heritage Edition. The first female Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Sarah Mullally, will be sworn in using the St. John's Bible Heritage Edition on March 25, 2026. This modern Bible marks a departure from the traditional Augustine Gospels used since 1945. The same as St. John's Bible, described as a Bible for the 21st century, blends ancient tradition with modern themes, reflecting the historic occasion of Archbishop Sarah's installation.
Rich Sina seeks re-election to Borne ISD board, cites growth and fiscal stewardship. Rich Sina, a dedicated trustee for Borne ISD school board, is seeking re-election, emphasizing growth and fiscal stewardship. Sina, a passionate advocate for public education, highlights his commitment to Borne's 11,200 students and continued fiscal responsibility amidst rapid community expansion. With a focus on educational excellence, innovative programs, and advocating for teachers, Sina aims to maintain the district's high standards and unique culture.
Safe Pro Group Inc. successfully used the company's AI tools in real-world operational environments at a recent U.S. Army event. The company's patented Safe Pro object threat detection platform was used by soldiers to identify ground-based threats during exercises. The data collected was also utilized by the Navigation, Observation, and Detection Engine to create terrain maps for mission planning. Inflation worries pull gold and silver prices lower. Inflation worries are driving gold and silver prices lower, with concerns rising over potential inflation spikes due to the escalating Middle East conflict. Industry players like New Pacific Metals Corp. will be closely monitoring geopolitical events for any impact on the market in the coming weeks.
And finally, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.